Very few reasons. That servant, give me scripture, sir, said within himself, what shall I do? Can you see? Can you see the focus of his reasoning? Not why is my master sacking me? He knows why. He is sincere enough to know why. He is honest enough to admit the why that he knows. Many people know what they are worrying about, but they lie to themselves. They lie to themselves. They have a clue as to why they are where they are. For example, you miss the flight because you arrived at the airport late. Shut up. Don't lie on the airline. Don't blame the manager. Don't accuse the sales personnel. Don't quarrel with the whole airline industry. Calm down. You got there late. And a few times that I've gone late, I tell myself that truth. I smile all the way. I greet them. Wow, the flight has left. I say, yes, when is your next flight? They say 4 p.m. So will you go back and come? I say, it's not wise, because if I go and come, the practice that made me come late now, I've not changed it yet. I'm like, let me just sit down. I came with my book. I'll do my reading here. And I respect myself and sit down and do my reading. You cannot be getting fussing all over. Hi, my God. And I have a flight to catch this evening. I'm catching a flight to Ethiopia this evening. Didn't you know? Didn't you know since? That you had an international flight to catch? What were you doing at home? You were cooking rice. No, and Andy, I'm coming from travel. You have eaten the rice and you have missed the flight. Kudos. But you won't tell yourself that truth, so you keep worrying. And what's the worry? Where do I get another flight now? No flight. That's the last flight. Bye, go home. Pay the cost of changing your ticket. Yes. 7,000 no show. $200 rebooking of your flight. Pay the price with dignity. If there is a flight, pay it with respect, with joy, like a big man. Don't complain. The child is playing there and the mother is not looking. You know that the child cannot maintain his own center of gravity. The child is playing there. The mother is not looking. This child. I have told you, sit down. You are talking to a 2-year-old. I have told you, sit down. You need your own head examined. You are talking to a 2-year-old. I told you, sit down. You will hear now. When you fall now, you will know. Jacob, kid, you are the one that will run around hospital. Then the child sleeps. Pia, bam. What kind of thing is this? You are the thing. You are the thing. Can we tell ourselves the truth here? Can we tell ourselves the truth? Much of what people worry about, frown about, they played a role. I didn't say all, I said much. They played a role. A young lady that is maintaining an everlasting relationship with a young man that is not ready to move forward. After 2 years, after 1 year, if you are really intelligent, after 6 months, Okunek will say, Ukodunek. Ekong, Ayadi Omeka Ninagafon. If you look very well at the leg movement of a masquerade, you can tell whether he can dance well. You don't need to stay till the end of the ceremony. Tell your neighbor, look well, look well, look well. Stop blaming people when you are refused to reason. Look well at that business. Look well at that your child. Why is your child walking funny all of a sudden? Look well. Look well. Before it gets too bad, look well. Before things go terrible, look well. Before you lose control, look well. First day, he has not brought returns. Second day, he has not brought returns. And you say, let me wait till next week. You will lose more money. Drive to his house. Knock on the door, bam, 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 bam. I'm coming, I'm coming. Open this door now. when you shout, whoever is trying to hide something cannot hide. You will see chicken. That's your money. Yes, you will see chicken. Don't tell him you are coming. Drive there. You will see chicken. Chicken and malt. For dinner, big boy. I pray for somebody here. Wherever your brain was sleeping, I command your brain to wake up. I command your mind to wake up. I command your brain to wake up. Shake your head and say, my mind, wake up. Wake up. School close. Your child no show you results. And you just they look. Just they look. Didn't they give people results? No, mommy. They say next week. Sure? Yes, mommy, next week. Shame on you that you don't have class teacher's phone number. Ah! Auntie Susan, how are you? Fine, fine. I should call you. You are blessed. They are closing tomorrow, right? I hope we are collecting results tomorrow. Ah, yes, I'm failingly. Results already ready, sir. In fact, those who came today started getting their results. By tomorrow, you're getting your results. All right. Very good. Thank you. God bless you. Allow the boy go to school. Allow him go to school. Arrive there and closure. Ah, daddy, you came? Yes. I'm carrying you home myself today. Come, let's go and meet your teacher. Collect the result. Don't say anything. That's where many parents miss it. When you collect the result, don't look at it there. Your child knows what is inside. Don't look at it. Drive home. You will see the holy quietness that will be in the car. Utene. Holy aura will be in the car. Drive home. Give him lunch to eat. So he will have energy. Then open the result. And I'm not saying that so you kill your child. I'm saying it so that you arrange lessons on time before it's too late. Stop bragging, my child is very intelligent. Check his course. Check the paper. Check the result. Don't blame the teacher when you check the result. All these people, they gave you 30. Are they mad? They are not mad. Your child's head is not good. They are not mad. Stop going to the school to harass teacher. Stop going to the school to be shouting on teacher. Teacher is not the one that put brain in your child. And some parents only read the figures. They don't read the analysis. Punctuality, 2. Concentration, 1. Copying of notes, 2. Submitting of assignment, 0.5. That one is a score both for the child and for you, the parent. They don't read that part. That is the part that sponsored the figures. So that you know what to train your child on. What to train your child on. Your life has an analysis like that. That is the outcomes you see. As a man thinketh. That's the outcomes you see. What shall I do? That is quality reasoning. Not how can they sack somebody? How can they sack somebody? What kind of thing is this? Eh? Where do they want me to go now? Go to your village. That's waste. That's a waste of reasoning. What will I now do? I love that testimony that precious daughter of Zion said. She said, I put in for another job. Then she said, I am sure I was one of those who performed the best. To talk like that, you know what thing you do. That is not rehearsal. That is why she was testifying and her real self was coming out. It's not a prepared speech. No. She prepared for that thing. She didn't want to lose her job. Then you come and tell her who is recommending you. You are not Satan. Recommending me. Did anybody recommend me to be sacked? So why should somebody recommend me before I have a job that I am qualified for? That's where you engage the supernatural to overrule the natural. The husband woke up midnight and said, we leave this matter till morning. This matter is not handled in the realm of men. Let's engage the realm of mantles. Where is the Lord God of my father? And he fired at SMS. And bless God, he is under a father who knows how to burn the midnight oil. While men slept, he's awake doing business with God in the deep waters of the spirit. And he fired a reply. I prophesy over your life. Where others fail, you will succeed. Where others are rejected, you'll be celebrated. Where others are disappointed, you will stand out. Shout yes! High five 7 people. Tell them, start reasoning now. Start reasoning. Start reasoning. All those questions of life, all those issues, all those thoughts, all those things that appear confusing, start reasoning. God does it. God does it. Sit down and reason. Why is my shop not recording more sales? What is going on here? How can I improve the sales? Think, reason. That brings me to the next thing God does, thinking. God, what is that? Think. Thinking. Thinking is slightly different from reasoning. Because reasoning considers several things. Thinking usually focuses on one thing. Amen, somebody? Thinking does what? Usually focuses on one thing. So God will say in Jeremiah 29, I know the thoughts that I think. Then he shows you the focus towards you. He might think 1 million things, but it is on one focus. I think towards you. Tell your neighbor, God thinks. And you too should think. Think about your future. Think on your next level. Think on your progress. Think concerning your promotion. Think concerning your improvement. Think on it. I got to do better. I have to do better. I have to do better. By the time these suits wear out, the next set of suits will be more expensive than this one because of the economic trajectory of our generation. So I cannot depend on the present level of income to sustain my present standard of living, not to talk of upgrading and improving my standard of living. So I have to find a way, not thinking on why prices are high, but thinking on how I can step up my income level. Say, I hear. Come on now, talk to me. Say, I hear. God thinks, and you too should think. Hallelujah. You too should what? Think. But God thinks. Next. God. Another thing God does with his mind. Purposing. 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 Amen. Purposing. Or you can call it planning. Or you can call it intending. Praise the Lord. Purposing. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 verse 9, it says that God purposes in himself. In himself. Ephesians 1 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. So God is sitting down and God is intending. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. God is planning. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. God is proposing. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. God is, when the Bible talks of the counsel of the Lord, the Bible is talking of the proposings of God. The things that God has proposed. Those are the counsels of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those are what? The counsels of the Lord. The Bible said in Psalm 33 verse 11, he said, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Another thing God does is strategizing. Strategizing. God draws up strategies. God does what? Draws up strategies. Strategizing. The Bible said in John, in Jeremiah 50, in Isaiah, sorry, 55, 8 and 9. It says, my ways are higher than your ways. as the heavens. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. He says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Give me verse 8 first. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts. Can you see that part of what God does with his thinking is to define ways, to determine ways, plans, strategies. That is what God spends time doing. God spends time answering the how to question. I know what I want to do now. How do I do it? How do I do it? Praise the Lord. And you too must be like that. It's not just enough to know what to do or what you do. You need to find out, how do I do it better? How do I do it well? How do I improve in it? How do I? Sir, as a man, thinketh in his heart. Anybody can say, I think. Anybody can say, I use my mind. Messages like this show you how underutilized our mind is. How underutilized. 3 hours watching a movie. When last did you sit down for 3 hours to reason on a thing? Till you reason it out. When last? God says, as far as he's concerned, as serious as your praying is, that is how serious your thinking is. We'll deal with that one tomorrow. Today we're just looking at God's example. God's example. Strategizing my thoughts, my ways. So thoughts ought to lead to what? Ways. Come up with ways. How to do better. Ways. Praise God. Another thing God does with his mind is knowing. God knows things. God makes sure he knows things. Knowing. Somebody once said to me, he said, how can God not know? He's all knowing. And I asked him, I said, do you know how God fuels his all knowing ability? Do you know how God fuels his all knowing ability? I know somebody will tell me he fuels it supernaturally. Not only supernaturally. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro the whole earth. The Bible says he neither sleeps nor slumber. What is he doing? Gathering data. Gathering information. Browsing creation. The psalmist said in Psalm 139, he said, he knows my thoughts are far off. That is, God makes it his duty to track your thinking pattern. To track your thinking pattern. And he can decode your thinking style to determine where you will land before you get there. Master psychologist. Why is he not sleeping? He's busy. Busy. Gathering data. From creatures of free will. And why does God need to gather data about us? Very simple. Because by his gift of free will, he has chosen not to know our decisions before we take them. So that he can hold us accountable for our decisions. Because if God, by foreknowledge, knows our decisions before we take them, he has already predetermined the outcome of our thinking process. Therefore, he has influenced our thinking process. And because he is God, we can never arrive at a thought different from the one he saw. If not, our arriving at a thought different from the one he saw makes him fallible. And he cannot be fallible. So in order to give us free will and at the same time remain infallible, he chooses not to know our decisions. Rather, he tracks our thinking habits. To preempt where we are going. And he's right. If not, God cannot judge any man. If we only became what he knew and saw, we will become. He can't judge any man. Because we are not permitted to see and become anything that different from what he has already foreknown. Amen, somebody. Amen. That's what he said. He said that word, inexcusable. Woman, you can't say God made you steal. But God knows you can't steal. He knows. He's not a stranger to you. Amen, somebody. He knows. Shout, my man, wake up. The Bible said in 1 John 3, verse 20, he says, God is greater. And he knoweth all things. He knoweth how many things? So we said, God has a mind. Do you agree with me? Then number two, we said what? God uses his mind functionally and effectively. Do you agree with me? Number three, God's mind powers his works. To confirm to you that as he thinketh, so is he. God's mind does what? Powers his works. And God is saying, let me let you know that if you engage your mind properly, your mind will power your works. And if you underutilize your mind will sponsor an average existence. For as he thinketh in his heart. So easy. God's mind powers his works. He said in Isaiah 14, 24 and 26, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it happen. God is simply saying, what you see come to pass was powered by my thoughts. Was powered by what? My thoughts. Verse 26 of that same Isaiah. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. His thoughts precede his works. The Bible was speaking in Psalm 104, verse 24. How manifold are thy works, O Lord? In wisdom thou hast made them all. Wisdom. His thoughts powers his works. And if you will start engaging your mind the way God wants you to, your thoughts will power your works. Can I hear amen? Amen. The Bible said in Proverbs 3, 19 and 20, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, all these are faculties of a functioning mind. Faculties of what? A functioning mind. The Bible speaking in Acts 15, verse 18. It says, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. He knows it before he works it. So it is his knowing that powers his workings. Engage your mind, and your mind will power success in your life. The Bible also speaking in John 6, verse 6 concerning Jesus. He himself knew what he would later on do. It is what he knows that drives what he does. If I know much, I can do much. If I know well, I can do well. If I know more, I can do more. Who is alive in this house here? Say aloud, amen. So, brothers and sisters, by God's own personal demonstration, we see that there is a serious connection between how people think and how successful they become. A serious connection between what? How people think and how successful they become. So the challenge is, how do successful people think different from how other people think. Praise the Lord. How do they think? How do they think? Next question is, what do successful people think about different from what other people think about? Amen? What do successful people think about different from how other people think about? And a third question that should be of interest should be, where do successful people source their thoughts from? Different from where other people source their thoughts from. Where do successful people source their thoughts from? For example, does Zuckerberg source his thoughts from Facebook? Then why then do you spend 6 hours on Facebook? And you hope to become a billionaire. When the closest billionaire to Facebook does not have a Facebook page, doesn't have a Facebook handle. I have watched many, many actors and actresses being interviewed. And many of them, they ask them whether they watch their movies. What is their reply? They don't watch their movies. My question is, you, that you pride yourself in the number of interesting movies you've watched. What makes you think you will become a successful movie star? By watching movies. When even the movie stars themselves don't have time to watch the movies. But you know that there are some people that despite this message, they won't change. They are purpose in their mind. Tang sebu tang. Nse se moving me. They will grow old and remain broke. And they will hand over brokenness as an inheritance to their children. I mean, if someone can just say, I'm going to reduce my movie watching to one movie a day, and I would rather increase my reading to 2 chapters of a book a day, which you can finish reading in less than 1 hour, yet the average movie will take you about almost 2 hours to watch. And you can finish 2 chapters of a book, no matter how slow a reader you are, in about 1 hour or less. People fail, not because they are bad people, but because they don't change. They don't make changes. That's why we said on Sunday that one of the reasons why God says be successful is so that you accept to make changes. You do what? Accept to make changes. I think we said that in the third service. Accept to make changes. Make up your mind. I am not just going to hear. I'm going to make changes. I'm going to change something. Let me adjust something and see what my outcome will be like. Amen, somebody? Let me adjust something. You know, you don't need to be an expert in neurosurgery, study of the brain, neurology. You don't have to be. I have never attended a neurology class. I know the definition, but that's all. In fact, the only certificate I have is my first school leaving, my school cert, and my first degree. My first degree in accounting. I intend to have more. I hope to have more. My wife is inspiring me a lot to plan. But sir, what they read, I read. It is called self-education. It is called what? Self-education. What they read, I read. I read. And there are many of them that I read more than them. Please wake up. If there's anything you should leave this place with, is the fact that I must change things in the way I use my mind. I must do what? I must change things. I must change things. Even if it's just reading two chapters of a book a day, I must change things. No more useless worrying up and down. I must sit down and be a reasonable person that reasons out things. Number one, what do successful people think? And I might just give you one today and give you the rest tomorrow. Are you glad you came? Oh, you are angry you came? You are glad you came? I say you are glad you came? I said, are you glad you came? Number one, successful people think improvement. They think what? Improvement. Hey! They think improvement. They don't think arrival. They don't think finality. They think what? Improvement. If it is bad, how can we make it good? If it is good, how can we make it better? If it is getting better, how can we make sure it continually keeps getting better? They think improvement. Aye. They think improvement. That is why every product has new versions. Has what? Every company of notable repute has a department called R&D. Research and development. Research and development. The day you stop improving, you start dying. Businesses that don't improve fold up. Come on now, talk to me. Can you mention some of the notable stores that we used to have many years ago? No, stores. Leventi stores. Bata. Lever Brothers, UTC. Kingsway stores. Where are they? You must keep improving or you start dying. You must what? That's in the whole of the whole South, there might just be one Leventi stores. One what? Can you mention how many online stores there is now? Even the person selling shirts in your street has a Facebook platform that you can place order, has an account you can pay in, and they deliver to you. Improvement. They think improvement. Why? They think improvement. They think improvement. One wise man said, if it's not broken, break it. So we can have a reason to improve it. He said what? Break it. So we can have a reason. In other words, the system is running well. There's no fault. Think of possible faults. Think of possible faults. Tentatively. Think of it. Then think of solutions to those possible faults. Now let's apply those solutions, pending when the fault will come. Apply those solutions. Yes. Pending when the fault will come. Don't leave your life stuck. Husband, find a way to improve in your husbandology. Wife, find a way to improve in your wifeology. Parents, you better improve in your parenting. Improve. Improve. What the kind of questions you used to ask at the age of 10, your child will ask you now at the age of 4. And you can't fool him. You can't fool him. Prepare yourself. Equip yourself. Mama said he will ask Google. Many years ago, my children started doing assignment on internet. Many years ago. Mommy, can I use your iPad, please? I have an assignment. Mommy, can I use daddy's iPad? Hey, your father is using his iPad. He's studying. Take this one, go and use. Wake up, sir. Improve. Improve. Only God is too perfect to improve. Only God is what? Yet he advances. He does what? He advances. He has already determined the end from the beginning. He has already made provision to advance. Please, sir, wake up. And one of the key areas of improvement for successful people is improving their mind. Improving how they think. Successful people make sure that they become good thinkers and they become better at thinking. So there are three levels of thinking. I'm using the mind. Number one, knowing how to think well. Knowing how to think well. Number two, knowing why you should think well. And we have tried to give you helpful light in that direction. Knowing why you should think well. And number three, knowing what to think on in order to think well. How to think well, why you should think well, and knowing what to think on in order to think well. So, man of God, do I think well? I don't know. But I trust God that before we end, you will be able to find out. To improve your thinking, take note of the following. We are commanded by God to improve our thinking. Romans 12 verse 2. Be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. We are commanded by God to improve our thinking. Number two thing to note. Improving your thinking will transform your life successfully. God also assures us that in Romans 12, 2 and 3. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. Your life will be transformed when you improve your thinking. Third thing to note. We can learn and practice how to improve our thinking. It can be learned and it can be practiced. And we intend that between today and tomorrow, you learn it and practice it and keep on learning and practicing. Number four. What did I say is number one thing to note? We're commanded by God to improve our thinking. Number two, it will transform our life gloriously. Number three, we can learn it and we can practice it. Say loud amen. Number four, improving our thinking holds lots of benefits. It holds lots of benefits. Number five, improving our thinking requires effort because it doesn't happen automatically. It requires effort.
It requires what? Effort. It requires effort. It does not happen automatically. It requires effort. Number six. Improving our thinking at the beginning appears difficult and demanding, but gets easier with practice. At the beginning, it appears difficult and demanding so that you don't give up. I just can't give up now. Don't just sing it. Get ready for it. Prepare to brace, face, and overcome the odds. Shout hallelujah. It was Albert Einstein that said, thinking is hard work. That is why so few people do it. Thinking is what? Hard work. That is why what? So few people do it. Very few people do it. Next thing to note, it will bring improving your thinking will bring great solutions and open to you vast opportunities. It will bring you great solutions and open to you vast opportunities. Shout hallelujah. Number how many now? Number eight. There are lots of beneficial tools that can be engaged to learn how to improve your thinking. There are lots of beneficial tools. Next, the profit from improving your thinking is worth the effort and investment. The profit is worth the effort and investment. And last thing to note, improving your thinking is a continuous, progressive process that never ends. It is what? A continuous, progressive process that never ends. Somebody say it never ends. Somebody say it never ends. Now, marks of a good thinker. Marks of a good thinker. Number one, they seek and search for a good and right way out of situations. They don't think of why problems occur. They don't think of why it is them. They seek and search for a good and right way out. Their business is not, why am I here? What is happening to me like this? Where did this kind of thing come from? If those are the thoughts that engage your mind, you are a very poor thinker. You are a very bad thinker. The mark of a good thinker is what? What is the way out? What is the way forward? That is what occupies their mind. What is the way out? So I'm already showing you how to improve your thinking by showing you the marks of a good thinker. You meet with a situation. What is the way forward? What is the way out? What is the way forward? Reasoning has started. What is the way out? Next. They come up with ideas of what to do. They come up with ideas of what? What to do. They keep thinking of a way out till they come up with ideas of what to do. For he himself knew what he would do. What to do? What to do? Number three. They make discoveries that create solutions while others engage in worries. What do they do? They make discoveries that create solutions. They make discoveries that create solutions. That's how to think improvement. They make discoveries that create solutions. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's words today, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekakadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.